Now, I want to go back for the rest of the reading and read chronologically, starting with a few poems from the Lais. I'm not going to read everything from every book. But sometimes, even now, someone will come and say that one's concerns, that my concerns in writing poetry have a lot to do with ecology. So, you know, you're into ecology, that things like that interest you, do you, sort of like, and what do you do, I mean, do you collect stamps, you know, something like that. It always seemed to me rather strange, because I couldn't imagine, I thought that, you know, if you weren't interested in these things, you were hoping that you were going to grow up to the point when you were. I mean, I can't imagine living in a world and not wanting the whole world, you know. And I think that you know, speciatal chauvinism is as bad as any other kind of chauvinism. To think that humankind can survive alone among all forms of life, which seems to be a fairly widespread assumption, is a fairly weird one. And I'm happy to find, I just can't think that it would be possible to write poetry without loving the world. And that I would think that, you know, you would realize somehow that the world was all one, and that it couldn't be a matter of indifference whether there were trees around as well as whether there were people around. Besides which, I can remember being upset about trees when I was very small and getting very angry when one was cut down. And so obviously I've been having this prejudice for a very long time. And I want to start by reading a poem that has to do with, I suppose it's trees. I don't know what it is. They behave like trees anyway. I think of that line of Stevens, you know, about before you come to the last black cataracts and trees that lack the intelligence of trees. This poem is called The Last One. Well, they'd made up their minds to be everywhere, because why not? Everywhere was theirs because they thought so. They with two leaves, they whom the birds despise. In the middle of stones, they made up their minds. They started to cut. Well, they cut everything, because why not? Everything was theirs because they thought so. It fell into its shadows, and they took both away, some to have, some for burning. Well, cutting everything, they came to the water. They came to the end of the day. There was one left standing. They would cut it tomorrow. They went away. The night gathered in the last branches. The shadow of the night gathered in the shadow on the water. The night and the shadow put on the same head, and it said, now. Well, in the morning they cut the last one. Like the others, the last one fell into its shadow. It fell into its shadow on the water. They took it away. Its shadow stayed on the water. Well, they shrugged. They started trying to get the shadow away. They cut right to the ground. The shadow stayed whole. They laid boards on it. The shadow came out on top. They shone lights on it. The shadow got blacker and clearer. They exploded the water. The shadow rocked. They built a huge fire on the roots. They sent up black smoke between the shadow and the sun. The new shadow flowed without changing the old one. They shrugged. They went away to get stones. They came back. The shadow was growing. They started setting up stones. It was growing. They looked the other way. It went on growing. They decided they would make a stone out of it. They took stones to the water. They poured them into the shadow. They poured them in. They poured them in. The stones vanished. The shadow was not filled. It went on growing. That was one day. The next day was just the same. It went on growing. They did all the same things. It was just the same. They decided to take its water from under it. It took away water. They took it away. The water went down. The shadow stayed where it was before. It went on growing. It grew onto the land. They started to scrape the shadow with machines. When it touched the machines, it stayed on them. They started to beat the shadow with sticks. Where it touched the sticks, it stayed on them. They started to beat the shadow with hands. Where it touched the hands, it stayed on them. That was another day. Well, the next day started about the same. It went on growing. They pushed lights into the shadow. Where the shadow got onto them, they went out. They began to stomp on the edge. It got their feet. And when it got their feet, they fell down. It got into eyes. The eyes went blind. The ones that fell down, it grew over and they vanished. The ones that went blind and walked into it vanished. The ones that could see and stood still, it swallowed their shadows. Then it swallowed them too and they vanished. Well, the others ran. The ones that were left went away to live if it would let them. They went as far as they could, the lucky ones with their shadows.